Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
You all right?
I'm good.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, Wednesday night in studio. Getting there at 8:07 tonight. Nice job, Jack. Thank you very much. Chelsea's in a rage. She's got kids screaming. She's got to get them to bed, but she did take her time out to stop up tonight.
She did.
Head volleyball coach of the Lady Indians, Chelsea Colic. How you doing, kiddo?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Feely, how are you, my friend?
Good. Absolutely good.
Brought cookies.
He brought cookies. He's looking good tonight. All cool. What you guys got to eat tonight?
Harold, you baked cookies?
Yeah, I'm a baker.
That's nice.
Kim's MVP.
Oh, yeah.
My wife might have done it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we got a great show tonight. We got the head volleyball coach that we talked to, Chelsea, on. We're going to talk about Lady Indian volleyball.
On fire right now.
We have Jeff Hobbs calling in. He's going to talk at 8:30. He's going to talk a little bit about the football team, and I'm sure he'll talk about the volleyball team and the success they've had. And at top of the hour, we got Will Homan calling in. We're going to talk to Will about St. Francis and his season so far. And Will's recovering from an injury, and there's talk like he may take a red shirt We'll find out that when we talk to Will at the top of the hour. But right now, we're going to turn our attention to the head coach of the Lady Indians. And Fee, we've had the privilege of seeing a few volleyball games this year. And you know, we talked earlier in the season, I think it was even before the first game, about our expectations. And I remember Coach saying, you know, we got a long way to go. We got high expectations, but we ain't near there yet. Mm-hmm. Well, when you start the season out as a head coach, you just want to get better. And I'd say right now, what do you think, Coach?
Yeah, we definitely have. As I mentioned to you earlier, before the season started, losing the seniors that we did, you know, we had high expectations. We had, you know, go-to players back and a good squad back, but we knew that, you know, we were going to have to, you know, improve throughout the season, and we have a long way to go yet.
Sure.
We believe in them, and we see a bright future ahead of us, so.
Yeah, it's at that one game at a time.
Yep.
Sure.
And tomorrow night, we got Marion Local coming in here, and that's going to be a dogfight.
Yep. And I'm thankful it's home because, you know, we don't have very many home games left. I think we have three of the six.
Yeah.
So we're appreciative to be home and have a home crowd. And Marion Local always fights us hard. Last year, they got us at their place, which kind of, that was our first game, I think, after we lost Paige, Judy to the back. And, you know, it was a hard loss, but we bounced back and we ended up finishing out the regular season pretty good. So I know that I have a lot of revenge on my side, you know, to go in and start out sharp and strong.
Well, you just can't you can't take a night off in the MAC, can you? I mean, it's just, you think those bottom feeders aren't that good, but they'll give you everything they got. And the way it is this year, man, oh man, we got a lot of good teams.
Right. I was just watching them on huddle, actually, but we've been doing a lot of film and focusing in on what we can do on our side to disrupt them. And, you know, we have a good thing going. I love my staff. This team is a lot of fun to coach. They come to practice ready to go, and they're practice players, and I think that helps, you know, when it comes to game time, because we just walk out of the gym feeling pretty good. And they're a fun group. They make me laugh a lot.
So when you say that we've got a long way to go,
well, elaborate on that.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, what does that mean?
We have a tough road ahead of us, and I think we have a lot more in us. I guess you can say we're young in a way. I think we have a couple sophomores that are big time players for us that still can have a lot of room to grow, and I just think we have a lot more in us. I think we're playing our some of our best ball, but I think there is a lot more excitement to come. So
And that's got to be, I mean, that's just about got to give you goosebumps because, you know, we go over to Coldwater last Thursday, and let's brag about our team here a little bit because we can be, you know, we're 15-1.
Well, last week.
We're 5-0 in the MAC.
Monday, yeah. Tuesday, and Thursday were yeah. spectacular.
Yeah. We played four matches in 6 days.
Yeah.
So
we're 15-1. We're third ranked team in the state. We're 5-0 in the league with a one game lead over nobody else is undefeated. How big a week that was, yeah. And when you look at how that set up with Salina on Monday, a Salina team that's gonna they're a lot yeah. like a you know they're gonna play you
yeah.
tough.
Yeah, they were spunky.
Yeah.
They fought us good, and it was a good Monday game
right.
to yeah. have. And I think in a way, like as much as those weeks are kind of scary, because you know you think about. Overusing the arms and whatever, you know, when you play a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and two MAC games on top of that, I think you worry a little bit, but when we play, the more we play, I think the better we get. So it was probably the best time to, I don't know, play that Monday game and get us prepared for New Knoxville, which was a very hard, that was the first time I've ever won in Knoxville's gym.
Yeah.
Actually,
and they have a really good team. I mean, yeah, they're just...
Yeah. I'm glad yeah. that they are going on the other side of the
yeah.
district. Let's just
yes,
say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they only got two seniors, and they got their best player, I think, is out with a blue knee.
Yeah.
So,
the triplet.
So
that's a scary team.
It is a scary team. Yeah. And we go over there, and we just, you know, I think we lose the first game 30-28.
Yeah.
But that's a sign of our kids mm-hmm. or their character, because yeah. it seems like we're not winning 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing a game here and there, but we're battling, and yeah. and you got to be proud of that. That's
yeah.
got to be something you
yeah.
think, God dang it, man.
It's tough to, especially on the road, when you lose 30-28 to go out, and that the second set was our best yet, and you know sometimes you can just feel defeated, and you know when you play that hard of a match or set, and you lose it, it can take some out of you, and they came out ready to go that second set and set the tone for the rest of the night, and it was a dogfight. It was a battle.
Well, I feel like Josh, you know, the last time we had you on, you talked about, you know, you got the young girls that we gotta plug in some new places and
mm-hmm.
stuff, and to me, like when we started out early in the season, you know, I thought Paige was on her game, and
which one?
Before camp, I guess, and then and also Whitley was we were big hitters, but
yeah.
we're,
yeah.
and I thought the other girls were still not quite, and now you just these last couple games that I've watched, the timing's starting to come, you know,
yeah.
and you can just tell those girls are starting to know what you like and where
yeah.
you like it, and
yeah, that was the biggest thing, is going from that 5-1 with Maddie and going to the 6-2, and our setters are they're really, like you said, they're starting to gel with
oh,
our hitters
yeah.
and. They're starting to figure out what they like, exactly what you said. So, yeah, it's like almost any night, you know, it's been for camp a lot, but it's hard telling sometimes who's going to walk away leading us. And
That's really neat.
That's right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Coldwater game, and then we're going to talk about the rest of the season, how it shapes up. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
We'll be right back.
Here are the Butcher and Deli specials at Wayne Street Market through this Thursday, September 26th. They have chicken thighs and chicken drumsticks for just 99 cents a pound, and ribeye steaks for $8.99 a pound, or sirloin tip steaks for just $4.99 a pound, or sirloin tip roast for $4.49 a pound. And Indiana platter bacon is just $4.49 a pound. And in their deli, you can get the makings for a good quick meal or snack with Troyer bologna for just $1.99 a pound, along with Colby Jack cheese for $4.99 a pound, and coleslaw for just $1.99 a pound. Get to Wayne Street Market and check out these great specials, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout their store. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888. 58.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Marion Local Flyers in an MAC matchup. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the game with Rob Weaver. On Friday, it'll be football at Coldwater in another tough MAC game for our Indians. Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action live with the pregame show starting around 6:40. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the Fort Laramie Redskins in a very tough non-league match. JV match starts at 10 a.m. Get out to all these games to support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for this Friday's football game at Coldwater can be purchased tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, presale tickets can be purchased from 7:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some time and money. Presale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students. There are no presale tickets for our volleyball matches.
Volleyball matches. All right, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Thea, and a volleyball coach, and also swing set owner, Chelsea.
Yes.
Colleen, you got a new swing set?
We did.
How's that working out for you?
Let's just say my husband loves me.
That's right, exactly right.
Yeah, we're flipping swing sets, so.
All right. Did you sell your old one?
Sold the month-old one that we owned. And
you had it for a month?
Yep.
What? Oh, yeah, you want to get rid of something that quick.
Wanted,
yeah.
I wanted something bigger.
All right.
There you go.
But, the swing set's supposed to be for the kids.
I know. Remy told me she wanted something bigger.
Well, then.
Oh, okay.
You got to get a bigger swing set. There ain't no doubt about that. So we're here with Coach Colligan, and we're talking about the Indian volleyball team and a great start. We're 15-1, 5-0 to MAC, and the big game last Thursday night was at Coldwater, a Coldwater team that we knew was, you know, they got a girl going to Ball State who's probably going to be the MAC Player of the Year, one of them. And the Indians go over there, and, you know, we had a cancer bingo thing.
Yeah, the bingo. Mm-hmm.
And we're listening and watching on the phone. We won game one. All right. I won game two. What the heck's going on?
Wait a minute.
And the Indians win in three, Chelsea. And I just want to say that there was a picture in the paper of our coaching staff and our fans and our kids that if somebody don't get that baby, blow it up and put that on your wall. I couldn't believe how cool a picture that was.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Yep.
And talk a little bit about the Coldwater game.
I was just going to say, Kim Wendell's been taking shots, you know, every game, and just the shots that she has of her bench, it makes me proud, and it just shows how much everyone's in it for the team and for the success that we're having, and it's really cool.
Yep.
But going over there and you know, we, in our minds, you know, the coach's mind, we expected to win. We did think we were the better team, but we knew going over there, you know, to win in three, you know, some said four, maybe some said five. And it was pretty cool to go over there at their place and win in three. And the crowd that we had, the students that came over, and were very, very appreciative of that support. And that definitely helps the momentum and the atmosphere to play in. And so, but we definitely went in with a game plan, and they executed it to a T. And we just, you know, we're hitting. It goes back to, like, the setters and the hitters gelling. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at, like, at the beginning of the year to the end of the, or to where we are now, our hitting percentage and our kill percentage is going up. And I'm always reading articles, and I read something the day saying those are the most crucial stats of the game, and when those are at a certain point, you're almost guaranteed, you're like 95% chance of winning. So and just little things that I look at, and I think that's a big part of it. Our hitters are doing a nice job, and it goes back to our passers and
sure.
You know, serving aggressive and getting, you know, a player like Lauren Gillian a hard time to get the ball, and they did a nice job doing
now when
that.
you say you have a game plan, I mean, you watch these girls on huddle, you watch a couple of their games, you say, I got a weak spot and I found, or stay away from that yelling as much as we can, you know, is that kind of what goes through your head on that?
We find what defense they're in, and, you know, if they're rotational, you know, tips aren't going to work as well. If they're perimeter, then, you know, we have a chance of tipping short or hitting line. We look at rotations where, you know, maybe they struggle with serve receive. This person mm-hmm. struggles with, you know, passing from the right back, and what are the hardest spots to serve at where they can't find Lauren? That was kind of the biggest thing, and just their tendencies, you know, as hitters. Volleyball is one of those sports where I think it is kind of hard to scout because mm-hmm. every game's going to be a little bit different. Everyone's going to play a little bit different with who they're playing, but
Girls probably have tendencies. I mean, like your big hitters, they, you know, I'm sure there's places, like you said, where you can dink it in on them.
Like Lauren, like I go in saying she's going to get her kills. You know, I truly think she could go Big Ten. She's a phenomenal player. She was player of the year last year. Mm-hmm. I imagine she'll be in the running this year as well, but it's kind of like controlling the rest of their team. You know, we know that one player can't beat us. We just got to control her and be able to handle the rest. So,
You got, you're coming off a huge high of cold water. You've had a few days off here to rest, which is probably about right.
Yeah.
Now we got to get fired up and get back into the Marion Local game, which is what we have. I'm sure all your attention is at Marion Local this week.
Yeah.
So how's practice been this week?
Good. You know, it is kind of nerve-wracking. You know, you come off that high, and then I gave them Friday and Saturday off. So we had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to practice, and it is a little nerve-wracking. Like, you don't want to lose that. But like I said before, they're great practice players, and they came in ready to go for the week. And, you know, I am a one match at a time. I know one of the newspaper reporters wanted to talk to me about cold water before the Knoxville game, and I was just like, nope, I'm not
falling into that trap.
No. So he was a little maybe upset with me at that point because he wanted to have a preview for that game. But you just can't overlook people, and Marion, the tradition that they have, and the team that they are. I mean, they have a couple of really good, solid players that, you know, we have to bring our A game.
Yeah, they're Marion.
That's exactly right.
They're good at every sport.
And there's been, over the last couple of years, they've beat us sometimes when they just shouldn't have beaten us.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you have to know that can happen. And you knew very well, especially in Knoxville, that they're really good.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the top 20 in the state, and they're six in the MAC. Usually you think somebody's six in the league, you're not going to have much trouble with them. But in the MAC, you can't think that for one volley.
Yeah, they beat us in sectional finals two years ago, and then they did upset us last year. I consider it an upset, but I just feel like with the MAC, you know, we have tough teams to play, but I try to, you know, empty the girls' mind as far as what's ahead, and just trying to figure out what's
win that one.
Yeah,
I don't like to. I'm not a guy who wants to single out some players for how good they're playing, because it's such a team game, and the Pages are, you know, I thought, you know, Paige Forkamp's one of the hardest hitters we've ever had in this school, and Paige Judy had a nice game against Coldwater.
She's playing well.
Yeah,
she is hot right now. And she played phenomenal today at practice. I looked at Coach Kunkler a couple times, like, oh, she's ready to go. Like, and that's like the piece that we need to go to the next.
Well, you wonder
level.
If that. Exactly. I mean, that injury that she had. You know, maybe now she's. Maybe it's starting to feel better, and she's feeling more comfortable and letting stuff go. And she seemed to be playing really well right now.
Yeah, we're kind of conservative with her. She is having some shoulder issues, so it's kind of like you know, she actually sat a couple sets. I don't know if we, you know, people pay attention enough, but she sat a couple sets the week prior, and I don't even remember what game.
Arcanum
she set, yeah, and I think I might have set her in Salina. I'm not sure, but with that busy week, I knew I was thinking like we got to make sure we're saving her shoulder. But she's feeling good, and she's blocking well. She's hitting well, and she's doing things that we, you know, that we're really proud of, just defending the ball, you know, being able to pass and just kind of putting it all together.
Yeah, you got those three, and then all of a sudden, Livy Patch starts playing tremendous, too. You know, so.
Hello. How we doing?
Call.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery Radio, Bob and Fee Show.
Jeff Hobbs. Jeff Hobbs, we're talking to the head volleyball coach at Fort Recovery, and we're pretty fired up right
you
now.
I was going to say, you could have had the whole show tonight about Fort Recovery volleyball.
Yes,
forget about any other sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, Fort Recovery volleyball has got it going right on. I mean, I'm saying that the inside link is Reese Rogers. I think Reese Rogers is the X factor in that. I think he's probably given some inside trader tips to his sister. Yes. I think Reese Rogers is a borderline genius.
Yeah.
And that's just what I'm saying from here, from afar.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Thanks, Jeff.
I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan. And you know, I don't want to blow my own horn at Chelsea, who hired you?
Mr.
I don't remember that guy's name. I mean, he basically got run out of town. What was that guy's name? Do you remember him?
Ran out of town.
Yeah. Okay. Right, I just wanted to check and make sure that, you know, that my record of hiring people is when you can judge character and you just actually, Chelsea, it was your mom and dad that I hired. I mean, it was them that I hired. I mean, those two people are complete A-plus, double. Your mom's a double plus. Your dad's just an A-plus. Reese is an A-minus. You know, you had no choice but to be a tremendous hire. And obviously, let's get serious. You've done an amazing job. And you got, you know, most good coaches will tell you they got good players. And I know you have good players. That makes you a whole lot better coach, I can tell you that.
Yeah, we're talking, Jeff, about where we're at right now and some of the kids that are stepping up and playing well right now. And one of the, you know, we talked about the front row girls, and I just have been so impressed with the Patch girl. I just cannot believe how much more comfortable she looks.
Yep.
From game one to now.
Again,
the nice thing for me from afar, again, far from a volleyball aficionado, but watching it for 28 years and then watching some pretty good players. I mean, I watch your scores, Nielsen, because you send the stuff to Neil and Neil sends it to me, so I get a chance to look at your stats every week. And it just looks like you have so many players that can step up. But the bottom line is, it seems like everybody is understands what their role is on this team for you guys to be great. They understand what they have to do, and they're doing their job. I mean, and you just talk about Olivia. I mean, again, just a solid front row blocker and, you know, and short hitter and those kind of things. And just, you know, you guys, your serve percentages are amazing. I mean, you just got, hey, you know, I haven't even got a chance to see you live, but I just kind of watched the stats.
Yeah, what?
Miss,
yeah,
no,
what?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, great coach. Great hire.
Are you
busy or what?
Come on.
You are not getting a free pass here with that. Get your butt up here and watch
free
a game.
Pass for what?
Coming up to watch a game.
I mean,
yeah, you did it every day for 7 years.
Have another life. I mean, you know, it was one of those ones. I have to be. Hey, there is nothing I would like better than to be watching every one of those games.
Absolutely.
I can say that. You can just read between the lines there, boys.
Absolutely.
And girls.
Well, Chels, I want to thank you for coming up. I know you got little ones at home, and but we really appreciate you taking the time out, and good luck the rest of the season.
Good luck.
Folks, we got Marion Local at home tomorrow night, and then Saturday we got Fort Laramie at home, and Fort Laramie's ranked 6th, Marion Local's ranked 10th, and it's a good team.
I tell you, Fort Laramie, that is a team I give you. They are good.
Absolutely.
They came and got beat by New Bremen. So I mean, I'm Shelby County is really good volleyball. They've been very, very good with Jackson Center over the last couple of years, but they're not as good. But Fort Laramie has just killed everybody.
Yeah.
And so
we just got to get that one tomorrow night.
Radio tonight. You got nothing to do. Yeah, again, don't look towards Saturday. Saturday's gravy. You got to win tomorrow night and get the Flyers. But then Saturday could be a lot of fun. Just two top five teams in the state going at each other.
Yep. Tell us good luck tomorrow. Good luck Saturday. Girl. Rest of the season. You. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with Mr. Jeff Hobbs. We're going to talk Indian football right after this break.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass 4-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start and a backup camera. Only 14,000 miles and we're asking $16,700. Hastings also has a 2016 Ford Escape Titanium Edition, front wheel drive, has a backup camera, Bluetooth, navigation, and only 25,000 miles with a reduced price of $17,900. Look over our vehicles at Hastings Auto Sales and Service in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, October 13th, with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Knights Hall. It'll be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using the envelopes at the back of church at any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians. The ordering information is in the envelope. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Sunday, September 29th. And why not order a few extras for a quick meal during the week? Grab your envelope at the back of the church at any of the cluster churches and get your dinners ordered now. The dinners can be picked up at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Sunday, October 13th from 4 to 6.
What's going on?
The other night.
Okay. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. And 8:35, the Indian volleyball team is rolling.
Rolling good.
And Fee, we love going up there and watch the girls sit up there in press row.
Fun to watch.
And the guy that we're talking to now, and he talked a little bit about everybody having their roles. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Indian football team right now with the voice of the Indians football. And Mr. Jeff Hobbs, how you doing, Hobbsy?
Mr. Hobbs.
I'm doing good. Boys, I mean, hey, I see you two guys as music aficionados. So I was cleaning my golf clubs about 5 minutes ago before I called, and I'm going to give you a little trivia at you. Okay, this is an easy. We'll give you the softball first. I mean, I have an '80s country playlist. I mean, it's just tremendous. But this guy, crooner, died too young, married to one of the hottest women in country music at that time, is
Keith Whitley.
That is correct. Keith Whitley. It was the Keith Whitley married to Lori Morgan. Oh, Lori Morgan. Yes. Ridiculously hot.
What's on
now, here's the big one.
Spare
on a bird. Sammy Kershaw now.
Okay.
Big time Jerry Reed fan. Love me some Jerry
Reed. You hot.
The two greatest. That would be number three right there. When you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah.
That would be the number three on my playlist. Give me the two best songs on the Jerry Reed playlist.
Great Balls of Fire.
Oh yeah.
No. Yeah, you're talking Jerry Lee Lewis.
You're Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Reed.
I'm gonna go with.
Gotta go with the movie Bandit.
Smoking a Bandit. Was he in?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's bound and down. Yeah, and then. Jerry Reed's other one was, I can't hear him.
We can't hear
him. There we go. Turn that out, Spencer. We got to get number two. Okay, so we got Eastbound and Down. We got When You Hot, You Hot.
When You're Hot, You're Hot. That's number three.
Was this a Smoking a Bandit movie?
Nope.
Was it I got it. It was a duet.
Nope. For every divorced person in the world that's been through a bad divorce. Great play on words is the title.
Mm.
starts with a she. She.
Need a note on the mailbox that says, so long, turkey.
She got it.
Turkey won't be in touch.
She got the gold mine. I got the shaft. Absolutely correct. She got the gold mine. I got the shaft. Yeah. That is a tremendous song. Yeah. Oh, big, yeah, Jerry Reed classic. Gotta love Jerry Reed. Yeah. Never thought I'd be talking. Hey, no, and then let's just go double bonus question. What was Jerry Reed's name in Smokey and the Bandit?
CS.
Jerry Reed's name in Smokey and the Bandit. What was his?
Snowman.
What was it?
Snowman.
Snowman.
Cletus.
Cletus Snow.
That is correct.
That's why we have Rocker here.
That's pretty good.
What was his dog's name? He had a dog that rode in the truck with him.
Fred.
He's killing it. That's what I'm talking about. See, we can go on all night. Hey, if the Indians don't start playing better, this might become a segment on Wednesday.
We might just start Wednesday night.
It might be 80s country music and movie trivia. But, hey, you know, before we came on the air, I said, we're about two or three plays away in each game from being undefeated right now. And, you know, for Brent, that doesn't make you feel any better. That doesn't, you know, it doesn't change your record. You're 1-3. And, you know, we said before we came on that if you're 4-0 going into Friday night at Coldwater, it's exciting. You know, instead you're 1-3 and you're Indian football has come to expect, you know, winning and competing in the MAC. You're fighting for your life. You know, you're trying to hang on and have a big time upset. And so, you know, the bottom line, you know about this coaching staff, you know about these kids. They will be ready to play. They will play hard. I guarantee you they're working their tails off in practice this week to get better. And, you know, and unfortunately, what we haven't become accustomed to over the last five or six years, you know, winning a state championship and getting to the playoffs almost every year is beating ourselves. And we've made mistakes over the last three games where we've beaten ourselves. And we've just made mistakes in the special teams. We've made an untimely interception, an untimely fumble. And, you know, and those are the kind of things that when you play the schedule that Brent's playing right now and the Indians are playing, the margin for error is not big. And
can't
right
mistakes,
now you're 1-3.
That's right. We have a number of things that we're struggling with. Number one, we're having a hard time tackling, missed tackles.
Yeah.
We're having a hard time getting wrapped around.
I agree 100%. If I had to pick one thing, that's absolutely number one. You hit the nail on the head. We have not tackled well. And that is, you know, to me, Brent Niekamp's a defensive guy. That has been a staple, you know, for his football teams that they have always tackled well and, you know, made plays in space and, you know, but right now, I mean, and you're seeing it every game. Seems like a missed tackle that turns into a huge play.
Yeah.
And those are the kind, again, when you're playing close games and even the Minster game, you lose by 21. You think you got blown out. You really didn't. You had two interceptions and a blocked punt and they were short fields and Minster took advantage of them.
That's right.
You know, and think of the Valley View game and the New Bremen game. Indians had short fields with chances to win the game or get the game into overtime and couldn't cash in. So that's just the, you know, the disappointing part right now where they are. And, you know, it's just, again, it's about pride time. It's about coming out and bringing it and representing Purple Nation. And, you know, people still need to get out because I tell you what, the one thing is you always know about 4-recovery kids, they will play hard.
That's right. And you know what? When you look at us going into Coldwater this Friday night, I'm telling you right now that we are a hell of a lot better than a 1-3 team. And I guarantee you that Coach Otten, who I have a utmost respect for, is preaching that in that locker room that if you think that this is going to be a walkover, remember what happened last year at 4-recovery.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And I honestly think that we're going to...
And I agree with you. That's a perfect segue, Bobby, too. I talked to Andy Bixler this week on Monday, and a superintendent and the dad of their star quarterback, Bart Bixler, and they're undefeated, and they're on a collision course right now for Coldwater or Marion Local. they think they have a chance to win the MAC for the first time ever. And he told me point blank, my son said, poor recovery scares me to death.
Yep.
And so a 1-3 team scares him to death. He, you know, those guys right now should probably be thinking about playing Marion Local or playing Coldwater and trying to win. He's thinking a couple, you know, because he said, hey, Fort Recovery's a team that scares me to death.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, we
I guarantee you that they go down.
Like you said, too, I mean, if we clean up our mistakes and start tackling a little better, we're a good team. I mean, we've got way too many weapons out there not to go after teams and beat teams. We can
if you line up our skill players with their skill players and take the jerseys off, I'm telling you what, there's not a whole lot of difference.
Not a lot of difference.
You know, again, bottom line is both teams are well coached right now. They're doing things right, and our guys just haven't done the things that they're capable or expected to do. And that's the bottom line. It's just, again, there's nobody that's more disappointed than Clay Smith, who's the leader of this team. I mean, you know, made a couple tough throws, and you know, again, he's a guy that he can make every throw. We know that, and he expects to make every throw. And so, you know, he's a guy that could come out and just really put on a show Friday night and keep his team in the ball game. And again, when you have big time playmakers like we have, you know, why not?
Well, I agree with you, Jeff. And I was telling Fee this, is that Clay Smith is not an ordinary. He's not an ordinary athlete. He's above the ordinary athlete, and he's intelligent. And you know that he has eaten his craw to make some of the decisions. And he knows he screwed. You know, he knows he made a bad pass. He shows signs, and he fires that ball around there. I mean, he was at OU this weekend for a visit. They're not gonna have a kid like that come in unless they know. I mean, this kid's got a cannon. He's not had much time back there. He's made some tough plays. But I'm telling you right now, he's going to go off one of these games.
No, and he is. I mean, he's a special talent, and he's a guy that you guys have watched grow up. We've all watched grow up and knew that he was going to be the real deal. And again, right now, he just hasn't put it together the way that he knows he's capable, and we know he's capable. And you know, he showed signs of it in that first game. Really had a nice game, the first game against a team that has struggled. I mean, disappointing. I mean, we finally got a win out of City Lane, but thought they'd be a little bit better. But you know, again, if you're going to get something done and you're going to do something crazy on Friday night, which we are capable, he's got to be a guy. Again, he's the guy that touches it on every play. You know, and I think it always starts with. I mean, Kenny Judy's another guy. Kenny Judy is a really good player, and he's the guy that has come. But we've had a couple bad snaps. We've had a couple missed blocks, and he's right up that middle. And
yeah.
Again, a guy that hasn't played a ton of varsity football. But again, at this stage now, you're in week five. You're no longer a guy that is a first year varsity starter. I mean, Kenny Judy, I tell you what, you walk on the field, and I walk on the field every pregame and do pregame and talk to the coaches. But we have some seriously good looking kids.
Absolutely.
Kenny Judy is a great looking kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow. And, you know, and again, I think the guy that hasn't gotten the love maybe because we haven't played with Brian Benn has been really, really good. Yeah. And I think he's a guy that will play scholarship football on Saturday somewhere 2 years from now if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a guy that when we've been good up front, he's been the guy that, and again, 6'6", 305 pounds.
I got one for you too, Jeff. A guy that kind of gets underappreciated is our punter. That Mullenkamp boy, man, he kicks that thing and it looks like a professional kicker. I mean, he turns it over and it's spinning. And they're on Friday night against New Bremen. He had a couple of huge punts that switched the field.
He had three punts and averaged 51. And his long was 54. So now you do the math. That's 51, and long was 54. So I mean, sometimes you get one of those ones that you get a 72 with a big roll. Now all of a sudden that 38 and that 72, you're in the 50s. This guy went like 54, 50, and 51. And I mean, and you know, the difference for him right now is that we're not playing very well at times. He just flips the field for you.
Yeah, right.
When you're not playing very well, he's a guy that changes field position because of what he does and how he handles the football. And again, another guy that is underappreciated on both sides of the football, on the offensive and defensive line. I mean, again, coaches are trying to keep guys fresh out there and give them – give him some rest. But Josh has, again, had a nice career. But a guy that I agree with you, he's done some big things in special teams.
Sure has. We brought out the old Wildcat this week with Gavin Toby, and it was very successful. And I think that adds a little wrinkle to your offense. And I look to see more of it.
Yeah, and I talked, actually, I stood and talked to Coach Blockberger in the parking lot for about 45 minutes the other night after the game, and just submitted it, and just, he's frustrated. A guy who's been around for a long time, and you know, he's taking a step back and kind of giving Toby the reins of the offense. He has been preaching, hey, do the Wildcat. You talk about a top five athlete in the league, if maybe a top three athlete in the league. Yeah. If he's not the best overall athlete in the league. Guy that's big, strong, fast, and can run. And so, and I tell you what, he can throw the football. I've seen it. So, I mean, you don't
That's
be
what I'm
surprised
wondering. That'd be kind of fun to see.
If you see him back there a little bit on Friday night. And on his touchdown, again, I gave him some love on the radio. The guy who got him into the end zone was Clay Smith. Yeah. Clay Smith was playing wide receiver and made a big block outside to on the corner to spring Gavin into the end zone for that. I think it was like a 9-yard touchdown run in the Wildcat the other night. So,
yep.
You know, again, that's kind of what we talked to Chelsea about. It's about, you know, understanding what your players can do and accepting their role. And her club is just doing that right now to a T. And, you know, I think Brent's, these guys are still trying to figure some things out. But bottom line is, you know, the old saying, Friday night, why not?
Why not?
If you want to try to salvage a season, you're going to have to do something special.
Exactly.
And Friday night.
I agree. One thing, Hobby, and we've been around this game a lot. We've been around sports a lot. And one thing that don't help is the finger pointing. And you're always going to have that when you're 1-3 and your expectations are to be 3-1 at this time. And you're going to have that. But you just got to come together. I mean, you just can't, you know, and I worry about that right now. I worry about, you know, things that are just because of some of the stuff that I hear and see, and I just, and not by the kids, you know, but some of the stuff that I hear.
It's hard not to. I mean, anybody who again, has high expectations and things don't go your way, two things, look, you do that, you start blaming and pointing fingers. And then two, when things start to go south, it's easy just to drop your head and say, well, here we go again.
That's
you
right.
know, instead
yeah.
of fighting through it. And again, that's when you see the character of a man, the character of a family, the character of a community. And to me, there's none better than the one you two live in when it comes to that. You know, you talk about people and kids and families. And so, and to me, I agree. I mean, the Purple Nation needs to rise up and stay together and understand that, again, at the end of the day, it's a game. And that's, we get caught up in that and get lost in it. But, Friday night under lights is a lot of fun.
It is
and
a lot of fun.
Especially when, you know, Brent Niekamp and his staff have done a fantastic job over the last 6 or 7 years of giving these people something that they have craved for, you two craved for right. 25 mm-hmm. years, and, you know, put them on the map and went to Columbus and won a big trophy. And now it becomes the norm. It becomes the expectation. And when it doesn't go well, it you know, again, there's frustration. And so that's the hard thing. And again, it's no different than your job and your marriage and your life when things don't quite go the way you want them to.
Plinko chips.
You gotta
up and down, baby.
Maybe you got to believe it. You got to be tough.
Suck it up. Not anybody other than three of us, because we have three perfect. We have perfect marriages.
Almost.
Other people. I'm talking about other people.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm like you, Hobbsy. I look for the purple and white to go out there Friday night and give Coldwater all they want. And I think so, sure, Fort Recovery fans, let's get our butts over there.
Hey, first of all, you don't want to miss the first time we beat them.
That's exactly right.
You know?
You remember Big P? When he was announcing?
It keeps me coming back because, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to happen sooner than later. And if you're not there, you're going to be really disappointed. Here's what I'm going to do. I am short one Friday night because Joe left to go to the band. We did not get to do my normal give some love. So it's Greg McClurg time right now.
Yeah.
I promised myself every Friday night that I was on the air this year, I would give love to Greg McClurg and his family. And because that guy was a diehard Indian, even though he lived in Delphi, that other town up north. But he was a diehard Indian. Again, lost a battle with cancer this year. And his family, and always texting in, always listening to Fort Recovery Radio. And Friday night, I just dropped the ball and did not do it. It won't happen again. But I thought, hey, what better than to be able to use this time? And because again, I know you two love that guy like a brother, like, and his family, just good people.
Sure are.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. I appreciate you taking the time out, Hobby.
Yes, sir, Hobby.
You're a champion in our book and a lot of people's book around here in Fort Recovery. And if folks, make sure you tune in Friday night Indian football. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruins will have it for you.
Two of the best.
If you can't get over there, or even if you can get over there, put your earbuds in, right, Spencey?
Yep. Absolutely.
I've done that a few times.
Turn us on.
That's right.
That tune it in app and it's free. And again, I can't say enough good things about over the time what Fort Recovery Radio means to this town, and means to people, and means to sports. And so, Spencer, you did a good thing, brother. And you guys are carrying the ball right now.
Yep.
Bubba and B Show. Doesn't get much better.
Hey, bud. Thanks for calling in.
All right, boys.
We'll talk to you probably Friday night.
Friday night.
Yes, sir.
All right, fantastic.
See you then, bud.
Go Tribe.
All right. Hey, we'll be back. Let's take a little break here, maybe. And we got Willie coming in. We're going to call in here in a little bit, and we're going to talk a little football. We're a little St. Francis.
That's right.
Football.
I love it.
Bubba and V. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bubba. Hey.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be serving their great all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, September 29th, from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Get all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you care to eat for only $6. There will also be fruit and other goodies along with your choice of drinks, milk, juice, and coffee. Carryouts are also available. You don't want to miss this. The Music Boosters all-you-can-eat breakfast at the Fort Recovery American Legion coming up on Sunday, September 29th from 8:30 to noon. Here is this week's band report from band director Reed Knuth. And don't forget about the Music Boosters breakfast at the Legion this Sunday from 8 to noon.
This past Saturday, the Fort Recovery High School Marching Band had our second competition at Tip City. It was a very good competition overall. Our score shot up quite a bit since our last performance at Troy. We took first place again and beat some bands that we've never beaten, at least since I've been in at Fort Recovery, and even managed to beat 3 bands in classes above ours. So some great things happened. Unfortunately, we still have not qualified for state. We're hoping with a good performance this coming weekend, we should qualify. Our performance will be this Saturday at New Bremen, and it is at 6:15 p.m. All communities encouraged to attend. We'd love to hear lots of cheering in the stands when we take the field.
Yep. All right, we're out here. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee. Just got off the phone with Mr. Jeff Hobbs, voice of the Indians.
The voice of the Indians.
The voice of the Indians. We're back here. Fee, Rocker, Spencey, myself. We're talking Indian football, and now we're going to turn our attention to a couple things here. We got to turn our attention a little bit to the golf team and congratulate Jalen Bruins, who qualified for the districts.
Qualified for the district.
Congratulations. And tomorrow the boys are going to... are going to play their tournament. I think they play, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's at Colonial.
Is it Colonial?
Yeah, I think their districts are up there. And the girls' golf team had a great season. And
great finish.
And, yeah, they had...
set the record, didn't they? They their best. Excellent. Yeah. That's a tournament. That's great.
Yeah, congratulations to them.
The girls are playing good, and they'll have a great season coming back next year.
Yeah, they got seniors.
They got everybody back. Yeah. Ready to go.
Bunch of kids and the cross-country team.
Do a lot of work over the summer.
Cross-country team finished third in the tour. What was that?
Tour de Sewer.
The boys finished third, and the girls finished like seventh.
Yeah,
out of like 8,000 teams.
Yeah.
So where's that at? By the way,
I think it's at Troy.
I think that's at Versailles. I believe that's at Versailles. They run around that. Their sewer. Plant is in a real nice kind of park.
We're not allowed to say anything bad about sewer. Did that Delphus one time.
Like I said, it's a pretty nice area where they have their...
They got nice sewer.
Where they have their sewage system plant right across the creek from the bowling alley. And that's a really neat place. It looks like a park, except there's sewage stuff there. Nice. There's no smell.
Hey, they named it. We didn't.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's Pete, you going to listen to Marty Brownman tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you?
I think so.
I DVR'd everything.
Did you?
MLB. Oh, yes. We got another phone call.
We got a phone call. Hey,
this might be somebody important.
This could be important.
Hey, who we got here?
Will Holman.
Will Holman.
How the hell are you, buddy?
How we doing, boys?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Living the dream.
Living
the dream right now.
Attaboy.
Living the dream. Ain't that awesome? How's everything in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
We're keeping her down in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Busy.
Are you busy?
Very busy. Yep, I got with nursing and football, and then I'm a resident assistant this year, too, so I got to make sure my kids are doing okay.
You're not an RA.
You're a dad.
I'm an RA here.
Anybody want to beat the crap out of you yet?
I'm the cool RA, so.
All right. Oh, okay, all good. Right. Good deal.
So they let them get away with everything.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking to Will Holman here, and when Will... arguably the greatest football player to ever come out of our school, and Will took his talents to St. Francis, where on the first week of practice, or so far down the line a little bit, but Willie had a terrible knee injury and ankle injury. What the hell? What happened?
Broke my fibula.
Ew.
But it was second week of spring practice, or second week of fall practice. We just finished up all the two-a-days and everything, and then we were in our scrimmage. I took a carry to the left and got rolled up on and snapped my fibula. But that was about a year and a couple months ago. Yeah. So
Will, talk to us now about the progression and where you're at and what's your game plan.
Well, after the injury, I had about 3 months where I could put no weight on it, so it was a long process of therapy, and it was just a hard process on me. I mean, 3 months without walking on it, so that was another, I had 9 months, about 8 months of therapy. So I didn't start actually running till this summer in about May. So between May and July, I did a lot more therapy, strengthening, and then I came up in August and was beginning of August for fall camp this year, and it felt okay. The first 2 weeks, we get 2 days every day, so it was a lot of running and a lot of an ankle that I hadn't taken in a while. But as of now, it's feeling pretty good, and I'm happy with the way it's gone this year so far.
Good. Are you 100%? Where would you say you're at?
I would say like 90%, somewhere around that range, just for the fact that I didn't have an off season to lift legs. I didn't have an off season to work on my speed. It was more strengthening back my right ankle. So I'm interested to see how I have a full winter of weights of college football. I mean, in 1 year, I put on 15 pounds. So I'm interested to see, get my legs going and sprints, and maybe I can add some speed to my play.
There you go. Are you redshirting this year then, partner?
I'm not redshirting this year. I traveled last week to Chicago, and hopefully I get some carries this week in Fort Wayne. One of our running backs went down, so.
Really?
I'm sitting around three or four, so.
Really? Who we play Saturday?
St. Ambrose out of Iowa.
Any good?
That'll decide if I get a carry or not.
There you go. All right, that's interesting. How about how's the season going so far for St. Francis?
Well, we've had two games so far. We had two games against Open University, so one team got dropped because their university dropped football for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And two games we played. Last week one, we were in up here in the Chicago area. We played St. Francis, a different St. Francis
sure,
team.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we beat them about 16 to nothing. Wasn't close.
Yep.
And then last week we went up to Chicago and played names are on a blank now, but we won 29-16. It was 29-6, and I thought I was going to get a chance to get a carry in the second half. But then, with 5 minutes left, they scored a touchdown. Onside kick, they got the ball back.
Mm.
Scored another touchdown. Onside kick, and got the ball back.
No. Holy!
That's how the game ended.
keep it
so
excited.
I was close to my first college carry. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's going to happen real soon, partner, and I know you'll be ready because that's your make and work your butt off to get back to full strength. So how's school going? I mean, everything good as far as nursing stuff?
School's going good. It's a lot of work. I mean, one day a week I got to get up at 5 o'clock for football, and then I got two clinicals that I get up at 6 o'clock for, so it's a lot of time. I'm busy from every day from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock at night, but right now I'm passing all my classes. I got a 3.375, so better than high school.
Oh, attaboy.
Attaboy.
Well, we're going to get up. Go ahead.
When you spend your own money, you care about your homework a little more.
You got to work a little harder.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly. So where's your favorite place to hang out if you're going to go get something to eat?
Something to eat in Fort Wayne.
Tilted Kilt?
Not Tilted Kilt. That's out of Fort Wayne now.
Oh, it is?
Dang. Yeah, we'll go to Chick-fil-A usually if we're going to get something to eat.
Chick-fil-A? There you go. There you go.
Chick-fil-A's the best place to go. And
that's
then
good stuff.
Thursday nights we had to... now I'm drawing a blank.
We got a little karaoke here.
Bowling alley. We go to the bowling alley.
Which one?
Get the deal to the bowling alley.
Georgetown?
No, the one up on Lima. I forget what it's called. Now, I haven't been there yet this year, but last year we went to it all the time.
Right.
It's, I forget what it's called, but they got good drink specials.
Well, pop drinks. Pop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pop, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because mom and dad's probably listening, so. That's right. Well, what about the Browns? What's your take?
What do you think, buddy?
Me being a Browns fan for 19 years, I've seen a lot of bad football, and I was happy, obviously, coming into this year, but I think they still got potential. It's obvious they got potential, so I'm not ready to jump ship yet.
No.
I mean, I think if they get a win this week versus the Ravens, they're first place in the division, so that's better than they've been any
week four
in the last 4 years, in the last 19 years. So
how about Baker? Are you a Baker guy?
I'm a big Baker guy, yeah.
I am too.
I mean, it's been tough to watch the last 3 weeks, but
yeah,
I think they're going to be all right. Baker's got too much potential, and Baker might have been tried to come out flat the first three weeks because he feeds off of people not rooting for him. So.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I couldn't agree more.
He's got to have something that motivates him.
Yep.
Willie, we're going to get up and watch one of your games here, buddy. I hope you get some carries on Saturday. We are huge fans of Will Holman. You know
big
that.
Fans.
Yes, sir. We'd like you up here.
All right, man. Keep
Watch
making us.
Cougars.
That's right. Keep making us proud, brother.
Keep working hard, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You guys have a good one.
All right, well, see you, buddy.
See you, Willie.
We're gonna take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Right after this.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello,
I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Marion Local Flyers in an MAC matchup. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the game with Rob Weaver. On Friday, it'll be football at Coldwater and another tough MAC game for our Indians. Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action live with the pregame show starting around 6:40. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the Fort Laramie Redskins in a very tough non-league match. JV match starts at 10 a.m. Get out to all these games to support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, sports hall, the rocker.
The rocker.
Hey, what's going on? Boys, for 46 years.
46 years.
I've been listening to Reds baseball on the radio. 46 years of Marty and Joe.
Marty and Joe.
End of an era.
Marty, you know, we've been invited. He's been invited into our homes, Fee, when we were kids.
Oh, my God.
Think about this.
We listen to him all the time.
Now, I understand he's no grouch ass now, you know, sure, and everybody. Sure. But he is a big part of me and your childhood.
Oh, my God, yeah. His calls of the 75 and 76 is just fabulous.
Oh, my God. I'm going to, you know, right
Johnny
now.
Johnny Bench's home run on his
Johnny Bench night.
Johnny Bench night.
Yeah.
Tears.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Think about everything tomorrow when you turn on WLW in the morning and you listen to the whole thing. And
if you're a Reds fan, it's going to be a great
day. Yeah, it is. It's going to be a tearjerker. I'm like Bill Stogler. You know, Bill just absolutely hates Marty Brown because Marty just says it how he feels, and
he's grumpy.
He's a curmudgeon, you know. He's gotten grumpy, but when you look back,
yeah,
this guy
is part of our lives.
Yeah, that's right. And it's
all huge Reds fans.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're a Reds fan, you're a Marty fan.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree with Bill. I mean, here in the last few years, he's gotten bad.
Yeah,
but. When him and Joe were in their heyday, pretty fun.
Oh,
pretty fun to listen to.
Absolutely.
I remember the night that Dave Pallone, and of course, you know, him and Pete bumped. You hate to say the phrase, bumped uglies, but. And the next thing you know, there is litter on the field. There's all kind of crap going on.
Marty got and Joe got called in for that because they were kind of instigated. It's well deserved, and they got called
exactly
in.
Right.
That's right, Bart Giamatti. I think
that's a big deal.
I don't remember.
Like everybody got a little slap on the hands
then,
there,
but yeah, they got grossed out for that. But
yeah,
his calls and just his voice and some of the things, it's just he'll be missed, and that'll be good. Yeah. Good TV tomorrow comes on at noon tomorrow, folks. And MLB, for you people who got MLB on Wabash Cable or whatever you got, they're doing the Reds game on TV with Marty's radio call.
Really?
So that'll be good.
So that's on what there?
MLB Network tomorrow.
MLB Network.
It comes on 12:30, and they have a pregame show, and then tomorrow after the game, they're having a ceremony out on the field, and everybody's allowed on the field. They're tearing the field up after they're planting new grass, and they're tearing this field up.
Yeah.
So everybody there is allowed on the field. Dan Smiths and Randy are going.
Are they going?
Everybody except Pete Rose. He won't be allowed.
Pete will not be allowed.
Pete, you're not allowed.
Yeah, but it'll be good. It'll be good theater and good radio, and then there'll be a lot of tear shed.
I wonder if, like, the big boys, a lot of big boys coming in.
I'll bet.
Johnny Bench and Joe Morgan and the boys.
Absolutely. I called Hal McCoy today and talked to him for a little bit about tried to get him to call in tonight, you know.
Yeah.
And he's already down there. He's there all weekend. Sure. And he wrote a neat article and I actually shot him a text congratulating him on what a great article it was he wrote on Marty today. And he said, thank you. And he once again talked about Fort Recovery, you know.
Yeah.
So I happened to call him. I was just, what the hell? So all you can do is hang up. 5 minutes, talk to him.
Is that right?
Yep.
He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, he
does.
To take my phone call, what right. You mean, nuts or what? So it was really neat. He talks about tomorrow's going to be a really special day, and he said, and he knows Marty's going to get really emotional.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be good tomorrow. Listen to the old Marty and his final call of
final
Reds
call.
Baseball. This weekend, Fee, we are the luckiest guys in the world.
We are pretty lucky.
You know, because we was invited a number of years ago to the Kara Seafer Memorial Camp out once a year out of Rossburg Acres. And Bill and Bird are unbelievable what they do.
Yeah.
They just give their facility to these people and they, mm-hmm. you know, and here it is. And
let's raise some money.
Let's raise some money for three families this year. And this is year 12, and they've raised over $200,000. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is that me and you are blessed because they do an auction on Saturday night.
Yep.
And you've done the auction the whole time. You've been the guy who goes up there and absolutely makes a fool of himself.
Yeah.
The people love it. you couldn't walk in that tent.
It was unbelievable.
The amount of people was there. And you couldn't even park in the park. They were parked across the road. That's how many people was out there.
Biggest crowd I ever seen out of Ross.
Yeah, it was awesome. And the amount of money that they raised.
Crazy.
They have great items, you know. And they got trips to Montana, Florida. We happened to buy.
Yeah.
An evening with Jim Lachey.
We're going to talk to you.
Oh, you guys got that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really awesome. I thought, man, I'd love to do that, but I am not going to spend that kind of money.
Yeah. And we got seven guys, and, you know, it went for $2,000, and we're going to go to Columbus and have lunch with Jim and his wife and sit there and talk football for a couple hours, and Digger was with us, and we just had a great time Saturday night.
Have a good time.
And it's, you know, when Krista Mullenkamp was on here earlier, and she talked about doing the cancer baskets, and Jack, of course, who he does everything for everybody. You know, our little piece of what we do there, you know, and we get shout outs about, you know, what thanking us for doing.
Sure.
Don't thank us. No. We're lucky.
No, I'm happy.
We are freaking lucky.
I love doing it. I mean, I love doing it. Makes you get done with tonight, and it's, you know, everybody's coming up and congratulating you, and I'm like, I didn't do nothing.
Right. Yeah, you get to be the face and the voice.
Yeah,
you didn't do all the work.
No.
That's exactly right, Spencey. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people that work their butts off.
Yeah.
We just get up and have fun.
Yeah, Thursday night, the bingo that they had 252. It's sold out. It's $20 a ticket, and then you can buy a $20 raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday night bingo, they made $9,200 on this bingo thing.
That's crazy.
2 hours.
Crazy.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
And it's really cool. You know, they I don't know how Bill does. He darkens this thing up. Yep. They put lights in it. Cosmic bingo. I've DJed the whole time. So Bill's calling the numbers. Fee's in charge of the computer, and then I'm playing music. Soft music during the bingo. Well, what happens is every once in a while I'll play good songs and they'll all start singing.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole place is there's 252 talking. Women. I'd say there's 247.
Yeah.
There might be five dudes there.
Yeah.
And they just singing at the top of their lungs and having a great old time. And,
yep.
And we just had a ride all weekend.
Great weekend. Billy does a great job there.
He does.
I got out there for breakfast, and the breakfast was tremendous.
Did you go out for breakfast?
Oh, yeah,
we was out there, too.
I had to work right
away. I got there early, so.
Did you get a mimosa?
I had a Bloody Mary.
Did you have Bloody Mary?
Yep. Very good.
Yeah, they had like 250 people go through the breakfast, so.
Yep.
It's just great. It really is. It's a hell of a deal, and it's amazing the older you get, the giving back stuff. It just gets more and more.
Makes you feel good,
it does. I love it. I absolutely love it. So, it's a good deal.
Yes, sir.
What else going on, Rocker?
Not a whole lot.
Buckeyes?
They're
big
awesome.
Week. Big week this week.
At Nebraska Saturday night. Yeah. You going to watch it?
Yes.
Saturday night. Was that? That's a late game, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Saturday night.
I love it.
8 o'clock.
Love it.
That's perfect.
This will be a toughie.
At Nebraska?
At Nebraska.
Could be.
Could be. But well, the way they're playing.
They're pretty good, ain't they?
Yeah.
Have they played anybody close to really good yet?
No, they have not.
No, absolutely.
Cincinnati,
no.
I thought was going to be pretty good, but it didn't look like they were.
No, they
I'll tell you what, like, you put up 40, you put up 47 points in a quarter.
Yeah.
How nuts is that?
You got some good players out there.
Yeah.
Last week's game started out a little interesting there, didn't it?
5-0 getting beat.
I was telling Bob, I left, I went to church, it was 7-5, just in, I was in a rage. Went to church, came home.
Hey, prayers worked, man.
49-5.
Hey, your prayers worked.
Hey, I said, that worked out pretty good.
My prayers work.
Your prayers at church?
I got to turn them off more often.
That's right. Absolutely. We got a big week this week. We got the girls volleyball team, who I just love watching play.
They're high right
Paige Forkamp might be my favorite player I've ever watched play good. Volleyball.
Yeah.
She hits it so hard.
She rips it.
Yeah.
I was just, she was 6 foot tall.
Oh, my God.
Kicker college.
Everybody would be out of here.
UCLA.
She literally hit two or three people in the back row in the face this last week.
Boom.
She hit it so hard they couldn't get their hands up.
I can bring back her. I can hit one back.
No.
Yes, I could.
No.
It would have to bounce off your head without you knowing
bull
it was
crap.
Coming.
Page four camp, the challenge is out. After the season's over.
There we go.
Jeez.
There we go. We okay. This might be on 4Gamer Radio.
I'll bring more than I bet I can hit back more than you.
No. Oh,
huh?
They call me Diggs Feely.
Yeah. They might call you something, Feely, but it ain't Diggs. Yeah. Page four camp, challenge is out.
Challenge is on.
Me and Fee is going to bring back one of her.
Those girls that she hit have great reactions.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, she hit it so hard that girls with great reactions couldn't get their hands up in time to keep it from hitting them in the face.
I want a chance. That's all I'm asking.
And we want that chance. Everybody
is scared.
Well, you should be.
I will wear a cup.
We better not have
and a catcher's mask. And a catcher's mask.
Yeah. My only hope of getting one over is if it bounces off my belly.
Well, you better get a great big board so that way you can return one.
I could get one back.
Stand behind.
You got to give me a couple mid range heaters.
Yeah.
Before you smack
easy
one.
Easy heater.
Yeah.
I got a better chance of hitting Paige Judy's ball back than Calpe does catching Nick Boyce's.
Okay, Paige Judy or Paige Forkamp?
Paige Forkamp.
Okay,
it don't matter either.
The Calpe does of what?
Catching
Nick Twace.
Nick Twace's 93-mile-an-hour heater.
Nick Twace, his dad's going up against him this year.
What?
Yeah. He wants to try to hit him.
Terry?
He says he thinks he can hit him.
Terry says he?
Yeah.
Hey, can you get Buck Hine to get me a life insurance policy on Terry Twace? Big Shepherd, we got to get this done.
Yeah. Yep. We need some money on that.
Terry Twace?
Days are over.
Oh, for the love of God.
Have a life insurance policy on you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He's cat quick.
I have coordination.
So did those girls she hit in the face last week.
I am not scared.
Those girls had digs that run real, and they got hit in the face. It was unreal watching that last week.
How hard can she hit it?
600 miles an hour. It's been
600.
Clocked.
That's fast.
How hard? How hard does volleyball go?
I don't know.
I don't either. Does it go
35?
50?
I have no idea.
I'll bet it goes
I'm
way
sure
more than
kill
that.
Kill you if it hits all right.
Look, Google that. Neil, Google that.
Okay.
How hard can a volleyball spike?
What is the hardest spike ever recorded?
In the words of Bill Stogler, Google that one time.
Google that
say
one
like
time.
College guys.
Yep.
Would probably hit her 55 miles an hour.
The average speed of an Olympic volleyball spike from men is roughly 70 to 80. I would have said it would have been close to 100 with
So Paige hits at 40. I can bring it back.
40, okay.
Yeah, okay. We can get that. We can get that.
Yep.
Okay.
What is it?
I'm in.
Yep. I
am not scared.
I'm
scared.
I don't think anybody will be covering your bets for you. I think everybody be betting against you, but
fine. I'm going to make a lot more money that way.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. I'll put up a little bet.
She cannot hit it at my head.
your head's so big, how's she going to keep from hitting it at your head?
You smile. Hey, you smile. One hey, smile.
If you can I'll put a cap you. On that head, I'll say she can't hit it.
I will kill you, and I will kill Neil.
You can't get a cap
Someone
on your
head. Tells me Jody would be collecting on that policy.
Jody. I'm down on her.
Why is that?
She just mean.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Kim Feely, nicest woman in town.
Okay.
I don't know. Not too bad.
She brought some cookies.
She did bring cookies. She did bring cookies. She missed cookies.
What'd she do?
She's got puffy eye.
You hit her?
Did you give her a shot?
Classic. I walked in 2 days ago. She completely closed eye. Look like Rocky. I'm gonna cut her. Cut her open.
Adrian!
Cut me, Mick.
Is it better? Oh, still...
It looks like Calby. Remember Calby get that?
Yeah.
like a spider bite or what?
I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, it just cries this big.
Oh, she's got to send me a picture of that.
She was going to last night. There's domestic violence. Yeah. 201 West Billing.
You and Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Back to the Future. Can you not get a newer shirt than that? That hey, lady was in here early. That it's lady future. Was Krista. Can't you? Don't they have any men's clothes? We got to get you a new clothes.
They have
shirt.
Men's clothes. Yeah.
Back to the Future. What year is how old is that shirt?
How is the shirt or the movie?
When did the movie come out? You have no
six?
Idea.
86?
You want to bet on that or not?
85, 86.
85, 86.
You want to bet on that or not?
Sure.
I
like my odds on that one. A little better than the fashion designers. I didn't do well on that one.
Fashion designers? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, dead fashion designers.
Ooh. When did they die? One of them he came up with.
When did they die?
One of them had a date.
One of
Versace.
Them was,
how'd you know that?
One of them was leaving.
Well, at least in the 90s. It was 22 years ago. At least I knew that one. But the other, Marco Polo, for crying out loud.
That's a terrible question.
Marco.
Jack's an idiot.
Yeah, he invented the polo shirt. Well, that's just stupid. I got within 12 years of when he died. I guess 1338 and it was 1326.
Not too bad.
Hey.
Levi Strauss.
Strauss.
Do you look up Back to the Future, Spencer?
Yeah.
What's the year?
When did you say, Rocker?
85, 86.
July 3rd, 1985.
Bingo. He's a fountain.
How do you? I mean,
useless knowledge.
Seriously, how can somebody who's as dumb as you are, you got thrown out of Victoria's Secrets and Muncie?
That's a whole different thing. About the
but
dumb.
The effort and the intention was good.
Really? What was the intention?
To watch a runway show.
A runway show.
He was hoping there'd be a runway show.
Yeah, I was hoping there'd be a runway show. Apparently not.
There you go.
How'd you get there?
Well, vehicle.
Who was with you?
I don't remember.
But they escorted you out.
Yes, they did. Very quickly.
They said, get out.
They said, no dice, fat boy.
How do you, big boy?
You know, you probably were scary a little bit.
Well, you know.
Some of your pictures you take, like when you're with girls with your arm around them, you do scare me a little bit. And if you was a Victoria's Secret, hey, with a bunch of young girls.
You know what?
What?
It didn't bother Jody.
That's it. We're going after it anyway.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for this throat punch from like a month, two months ago.
I'll hit you when you ain't ready. Surprise.
Bingo.
It's unbelievable. What else you got? Anything else?
Brownies will win this week.
Who are they playing?
Baltimore.
At Baltimore?
Yep, we're taking them down.
You got them?
Yep.
All right, I'm in. Well,
they used to be the Browns.
Yeah.
Good point.
Stole our team. So the Browns are going.
Yeah.
Technically, Art Modell stole your team.
Old team, new team.
Art Modell. When did he die?
Not soon enough.
Rocker.
Hey,
if you get the year that Art Modell died, I will give you $100.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm still collecting from the Batman, Burt Ward thing. Still waiting to collect that one.
Well, yeah.
Ooh, somebody getting better.
Hey, if you get this.
I'm going to say at least 2,000.
2,000.
What's your guess, Bob?
No, because
that isn't exactly correct.
2010, I'll say.
Art just died not that long ago.
I'll say 2010.
I'd say 13.
When did they move the back? When did they move the
99?
Let's see.
96, maybe?
Ooh, that was 99.
Yeah, so it had been later than that, then. I'd say 2007, maybe.
What's your guess, Bob?
2010.
Do you have a guess, Fee?
13.
2012.
Ooh.
So two people beat you on that one.
So anything you
Well, I'd
say?
Hope so. They're Browns fans, are, you know.
Yeah, we hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
He stole our team.
That's why other good trivia for us.
That's why I said.
You got anything else?
He didn't die.
Is there anything else you know that would, like we'd say, are you kidding me?
You ask me, I'll give it a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, I could do, like, movies?
Movies, politicians.
You got it all?
When they croaked?
Croaked.
When they happened.
Okay, who's the three presidents that have been brought up for impeachment?
Ooh, I know.
Well, Andrew Johnson.
Yep.
Bill Clinton, of course.
Yep.
And now Donald Trump.
Exactly right.
Okay. Okay.
And Nixon probably should have been.
He was going to be, but...
He
walked out the door before they...
He resigned. Knowing it wasn't going to
end. My three sons. What were their three names?
You only have one. It's Cody.
No.
I do know the answer.
I don't know the answer to that.
The first one I know is Skip.
No.
There is no Skip?
Nope.
I think there was.
No.
I'm trying to find him here, but...
Well, I'm pretty sure there was a Skip.
Nope, there wasn't a Skip. Yep.
You're close.
Skip.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, good job.
Yep.
Scary on that one.
Yep.
Larry?
No.
Larry?
No, Larry?
Rob?
Larry
Moe. Rob?
My mind's bowing.
Rob.
Wasn't the oldest one Robbie?
Robbie.
Ernie?
Oh. And Ernie. Ernie.
Oh, okay. Robbie, yep.
What was the dog's name for $100?
Dog's name?
Rover. Fido. Prince. King.
Neil, shut up.
Guessing dog's names.
These are little... Yeah, I thought you knew everything.
Well, that was
the 50s. My three sons, Addy.
That wasn't...
That's a tough one there. Who's what was the dad's real name?
Ooh. Oh, this one I do.
No. You know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he does.
My three sons.
It's not Larry.
No.
Ormo. Ed McMurray.
Ah, crap.
It's not Ed McMurray.
It ain't?
No.
It's close.
Fred Gwynn.
It's Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray.
That's right. And Fred the dog's Gwynn. Name was Tramp.
Tramp.
Okie dokie.
So we're smarter than you are.
With my three sons.
Yeah.
I'd say he would say, that's exactly right.
You gotta give me something a little more.
Gotta get a little newer.
Well, not newer, but some.
When did Prince die?
We just had this.
That was last week.
Oh, you had this one?
Yeah.
Prince?
2 weeks ago with RJ the DJ.
Ooh, there you go. Bob Hope, man. Thanks.
All
the memories.
2006, because he's 100.
Huh?
He's deciphering.
Bob Hope? You talking about Bob Hope? You're not talking about Prince, are you? He wasn't 100.
We went to Bob Hope.
Oh, that
Bob Hope was 100 when he died, so I...
100.
Yep.
Thinking...
In 100 years and 2 months.
I'm thinking 2006 on Bob.
Bobby?
2003.
Yep.
He was 100 when he died.
Yep.
When did Frank Sinatra die?
1998.
What, do you want May to stop 13th. And think about that a little bit?
May 13th. Because he died on Aunt Pate's birthday. That's how I know that one.
Bingo.
Oh.
When did he die?
May 13th.
Nope, May 14th. Ah, suck on that one, bub. What year?
1998.
You got that one right.
It's 1201.
May 14th.
He's off by a minute.
You know anything about Frank Sinatra?
Yes, give me some shoot.
I mean, where'd he die at?
Let's see, Palm Bedroom. Springs.
Bedroom. California, correct. Where was he born?
Hoboken, New Jersey.
That is correct again.
Hospital.
Probably not.
How many kids did he have?
72. Lots. That he claims?
Well, let's see.
The ones that he claims?
There's Frank Jr., obviously.
Nancy.
Nancy.
If you get the other one, I'll give you $100.
Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray.
As the Beaver.
That's Jerry Mathers.
There's probably young Nancy, I believe.
No.
Old Nancy and young.
Well, Nancy was his wife.
Nancy Frank Jr. and his last youngest daughter was?
Oh, Mimi. Mimi.
Tina.
Oh, yeah, Tina? I know something like that.
Okay, so here it is. Ready?
Uh-huh.
He had four spouses. How many can you name?
Well, Nancy, obviously.
Nancy Barbato.
He was married to Ava Gardner.
Correct.
Yep. Did Gardner.
Uh-huh.
There was...
wow, there's one I didn't know.
Doris Day.
Nope. The Flower Child gal.
Yep.
Mia Farrow?
Mia Farrow.
I did not know they were married.
And then
2 years.
Barbara Sinatra.
Yep.
That is correct. You are an idiot. You are stupid.
Classic.
How about Johnny Carson? Anything about Johnny Carson?
When he died or when he was born?
I mean, you know when he died?
2005, January.
Yeah, but what date and what time?
January 22nd, I believe.
23rd. Oh, man.
How old was he?
Well, I don't know why I have a computer. Yeah. Just throw it away and ask
how old was he when he died?
I do believe he was in his 80s.
That's correct, 80.
Yep.
Correct. Okay, how about this one? We give one more. All right, so we got Stump Rocker.
Stump Rocker.
We have to
that's going next to get week. Stuff. Call in Stump Rocker.
Jeez.
Because you're really starting to get to me here. I'm starting to really get mad at you.
Dean Martin?
I think that boat sailed some time ago, didn't it?
How about Johnny Cash? You know anything about Johnny Cash?
Johnny.
Ooh, he might get me on this one.
All right. When did he die?
I'm thinking he died 2003, too. Not sure the month, but...
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's right.
Summer run.
Summer win. Frank Sinatra again.
Mm-hmm. So, any idea when, how old he was?
John?
Ooh. I'm going to say 75.
That went higher.
71. 71.
71
and a half.
Any idea where Johnny Cash was born?
Arkansas.
Arizona. Good guess, though. No, he was Arkansas.
Yeah, A-R. Yeah, A-R. A-Z A-R. Is Arizona. Arizona didn't sound right.
Can you name any of his kids?
No chance.
Johnny's?
Not going to try.
John Jr.
John Jr.
John Jr.
Roseanne.
Roseanne.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
Yeah, they'd be tough ones. Kathy, Tara, Cindy.
No.
If I knew that, you would have shot me.
I would have killed. Yeah, well, I want to kill you anyway.
John Carter Cash.
Johnny Carter Cash.
Okay, so you're struggling a little bit. We kind of got you.
Country music's going to do that to me.
Yeah.
Country.
How about Ron Howard? You know anybody about Ron Howard?
What do you want to know?
Nope.
Hang on. Hello? You're on Fort Carter Radio.
Oh, I forgot about Fort Carter Radio. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Rocker, you got trivia for Rocker?
I'm trying to stump Rocker.
Oh, try and stump Rocker.
Yep.
You know, I don't think I can stump Rocker.
Get us somebody famous, and he'll tell you when she died.
He or she.
Somebody famous?
Yeah.
And when she died.
Yeah. Just give us a name.
She or he.
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland. Oh, that's way back.
He'd never get that one.
June 26, 1959.
If that's right, I will never talk to you again.
It was June 22nd. June 22nd.
Is that right?
1969.
You're right. 4 days off.
Yeah. How did you know?
Over 50 years.
I the song called YouTube there, Sunshine.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, but
thanks for calling, Jody.
All right. Bye.
Bye. See, that ain't right, buddy.
Something ain't right.
Let's try another one.
Okie dokie.
What was Aunt B's real name?
Frances Bavier.
Frances yep. Bavier.
I was never really sure how to pronounce it, but that's correct.
That sounds good.
Who is it?
Frances Bavier.
Frances Bavier.
I always wanted to do this. Paul in the Block.
I'll give you $100.
The block. No, you won't.
I will give you one.
Give him a bad check.
I will give you $100 if you tell me the location it was shot.
What's that?
Andy Griffith Show.
The 40-acre back lot of Universal.
That's correct, is it not, Bob? I don't know that, but I would bet that's correct.
RKO 40-acre lot.
$50 or $100.
Oh, man. Or I will take a hug from Jody.
Hey, that's at least worth $100.
Oh, you are stupid. You are an idiot.
Funny
it's official. You are nuts.
Oh, buddy.
I got a couple more here. We'll get a couple more. See how he's doing. Because you're about out.
I'm gold.
Huh? No, I mean, your brain's out shot.
As long as I'm, no hit the country or hockey. You don't have any hockey questions, do you?
How about Lou Alcindor? How old was Lou?
He's still alive, isn't he?
Well, I don't know. I mean, where's he from?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
I knew that one.
No, you did.
I read about him in the Weekly Reader when I was in the eighth grade.
I'm guessing out in California.
Lou Alcindor.
Oh. He was New York City.
New York City.
I can't remember the name of the school, but I think I still have that Weekly Reader with a story about this 6'11" eighth grader.
Boom. Oh. We take him. Yeah. Who was his college coach?
John Wooden.
You know anything about John Wooden?
UCLA's coach for like 30-some years.
How old was he when he died?
90-some.
He was way up there.
Let me look. You're saying what?
95?
I'd say he's at least
90.
He's
100.
I was going to say, he was old. Yeah,
99.
Yep. He didn't quite make 100.
What was his nickname?
You're stretching the UCL knowledge.
People didn't walk up to him and say, "Hey, Bubba." They didn't use that, but he was known as...
Where was he from?
Who, John Wooden?
Yeah. Where was he born?
I think he went to school at Purdue.
Where was he born? I didn't ask you that. He went to school at Purdue. I didn't...
Oh.
Wizard of Wall Street.
Say, Peoria, Illinois.
Indiana.
Crap.
I've stumped the rocker.
Hall, Indiana, wherever the heck that is.
Hall, Indiana.
Hall.
All right, we'll go celebrity. One more celebrity.
One celebrity. Okay. Yep.
Let's get a good celebrity. How about, let's see here. Let me get somebody who would be. All right, you ready for this? Okay, this is a good one, okay? Alan Alda.
Alan Alda.
He's not dead yet, if that helps.
How old is Alan Alda?
Let's see, he's born in 1928?
No, he wasn't. He was born on January 28th.
What year, I mean?
1936. So now you know he's 83. 80.
Yeah. He's 83?
Right. Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm a big fan of Alan Alda.
I like Alan.
You tell me who his wife is, I'll give you $200.
And I'd probably tell you I'd have no clue.
Aha!
No clue.
All right, Fee, come up with a celebrity.
Celeb. How about...
You like movies more?
How about Buddy Holly?
Buddy Holly. Yeah, he don't know any Buddy Holly.
When he was born or when he died?
Man, what do you know about it?
I think we all know when he died.
When did he die?
February 3rd, 1959.
That is correct.
Clear Lake, Iowa.
Clear Lake, Iowa.
Really?
The day the music died.
The day the music died.
That is correct.
Well, where was he born?
Ooh. Lubbock, Texas.
Yep. Lubbock.
Yep. I think I knew that.
I believe
1936.
36, pretty close.
Lubbock, Texas. Died in Clear Lake, Iowa. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Who gave up their seat on the plane?
Waylon Jennings.
No.
I don't think it was Waylon.
That was Waylon.
No, it wasn't. Tommy Alsop.
Yeah, I think there were several of them that were supposed to go, and some of them stayed behind. I'm thinking Waylon might have been one of them. Waylon hung around with them.
Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Big Bopper Richardson.
The Big Bopper.
Yep. Waylon gave up his seat for Richie.
Richie Valens?
What? Valens.
Richie Valens.
No.
Yes.
No, because... You thinking Waylon?
Yeah. And at the time, he wasn't named Waylon yet.
It was Larry?
No.
Jimmy? Why did Waylon Jennings give up his seat? Did Waylon Jennings say, "I hope your plane crashes"? Who gave up their seat on the day the music
died? Somebody had to drive back, right?
Okay, so
they drove on the bus.
That was going to be
Tommy Alsop, a guitarist best known for losing the coin toss that kept him off the plane. Richard Valens, J.P. Richardson. So.
Basically, what we're saying is that you've lost your touch. I mean, basically.
It only took you 48 questions to get him on a technicality.
Well, my three sons and...
Ooh, we got him on that one.
And Johnny Cash's kid.
You are the fourth smartest person in this room.
Whoa. Where's the other three? Can't be us.
So you got a head back here.
And fourth.
Big Bopper was suffering from the flu, and he asked Jennings for his seat on the plane.
Hey, Waylon Jennings.
Four.
And Valens asked the same of Alsop.
Here, four of us.
Sorry. Okay.
You're number four in the brains.
Oh, by the way, we're going back to the little Rat Pack trivia for you.
Bring it on.
Rat Pack?
Sammy Davis Jr. literally died the same day as Jim Henson.
Jim Henson, the Muppets from Muncie, Indiana.
Muppet guy.
That's Jim Davis.
That's Jim Davis, the
Garfield. Jim Henson was that's from Garfield. Muncie, Indiana.
I'm pretty sure he probably wasn't.
So what's your question?
May 16th, 1990.
Born in Greenville, Mississippi, James Henson.
What about that date, May 16th, 1990?
That's when they both died.
That's when they both died.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
You about done, Spencer?
Of course, I guess I probably shouldn't joke about that. My
45.
One of my classmates didn't wake up Monday morning.
I heard that.
Linda Zerner.
Yeah.
Linda Zerner Ridgway. Darn.
She was your classmate, huh?
Yep.
Now, she's getting buried in Fort Recovery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I heard. Yep. Visitation.
Wonderful family.
That's
right. Well, we got big volleyball this week. We got the Indians Thursday, big football game Friday against the Cavaliers.
Back on the volleyball court.
All three games will be on Volt Recovery Radio.
Go Buckeyes Saturday night. Go Browns.
Sports Talk
Sunday.
Presented by
Wayne Street Market.
We'll be back next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
See you then.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.